Welcome to the new episode of The Moving Canine. Today we are going to talk about coordination training and how does it fit into your dog's fitness program. I do hope that you are already involved in a canine fitness program or at least do some fitness training with your dogs. However, we do have to remember that most of these programs are focused on strength training. There definitely are elements of coordination in it, but the main focus does tend to be on developing strength, like sit-to-stands, down-to-stands, and core strengthening. These are just a few examples. And true, these exercises are necessary for any canine athlete, but we also have to remember to teach our dogs how to use that strength. Strength itself isn't as useful as the strength that the learner knows how to use. And actually, in the popular human fitness world, this is becoming a problem, that people do develop great strength, they go to the gym, do certain exercises, but we really are lacking the skill to put that strength into use and become better and more efficient humans. And that's what we would like to avoid with our dogs. We do want them to become as efficient and well-performing as we can. Sit-to-stands, for example, as an exercise, don't have much benefit unless the dog knows how to use the gained strength when pushing to a jump, for example. And there isn't much use of having strong muscles if the learner doesn't know how to engage them during movement and sports activities. And that's actually where coordination training comes into play. Coordination training is all about engaging the muscles and using the trained strength during movement. Coordination. I guess we've all heard the word, but I think it's time to describe it in more detail. What is it? How can we train coordination? And how can we actually identify it? Coordination is very difficult to quantify or measure. And it's also difficult to see the progress or benefits of coordination training. When we do strength training with our dogs, we can actually visually see the improvements in the muscle tone and in the way our dogs carry their body, which is a huge plus R to us. We can actually see the proof of our work, so we are determined to carry on and continue with the exercises. Coordination training is trickier. It is difficult to measure or quantify. And how do we actually know if someone has good coordination? Can we visually recognize it? With good coordination, the movement should look effortless and easy. Good coordination makes complicated movements look easy. Good coordination makes the movement look fluent. It's commonly thought that you're either born with good coordination or not. To some extent, it is true. Individuals do have preferences, and some individuals may be more skillful in one thing than the others, and vice versa. However, good coordination is a skill. And actually, to tell you a secret, it can be learned. In human athlete training, coordination training actually takes up a huge part of the training routine. For example, I guess we can all visualize a soccer training for kids, where there's lots of running between cones, quick changes in the movement, maybe even using the soft ladder and sidestepping between the ladder poles. And maybe skipping for 10 meters and then bursting into a sprint. So these exercises are designed to work on movement rhythm, sequencing different movements, maintaining balance, spatial orientation, responding to different stimuli, and so on. These exercises actually work on different elements of coordination. Coordination skills give your dog's body the tools to solve movement challenges without actually compromising the body. Coordination training gives the learner the tools to vary the exercises so that none of the body parts get overloaded. Good coordination skills allow the body to adjust the movement throughout the repetitions so that the sports exercises won't become too harsh on the body. Without good coordination skills, the body is also lacking the skill to vary movement, which results in repetitive loads and potential overload injuries. And reducing the risk of injuries is actually one of the key things we do want to achieve with any fitness training, meaning that we will have to work on our dog's coordination skills in order to achieve that. But coordination training has other benefits also, in addition to reducing the risk of injuries. Good coordination or efficient movement means that there is no wasted energy. The energy use is optimum for the given task. This means that our dogs won't shuffle their paws when it's not necessary or essential to finish the task. Their movements will be smooth and not jumpy, and so on. In these examples, like shuffling paws and jumpy movements, energy actually goes into unnecessary movements. And that is what efficient movement means, that the energy use is optimum to finish the task and actually no energy goes into something that is not required. Did you know that working on coordination skills helps to make movement more efficient, so no more wasted energy? Good coordination also helps to improve performance. It helps to react faster to cues. And when our dogs learn how to use their body better, it's easier to maintain balance, adjust the movement patterns to meet the exercise criteria. So they will perform better when we are actually training the sport-specific technical exercises. And that's why we need coordination training. It is the crucial link between fitness training and sports training to link strength to movement so that our dogs learn to move better, reduce the risk of overuse injuries, become more efficient in their movement and not waste energy on movements that are not required, and also to improve their performance and focus on the sports tasks. In human training, it is already acknowledged that general motor skills and coordination skills are a crucial part in keeping the athlete in his top shape and free of injuries. Why not make coordination training part of your dog's regular training routine? That's it for today. You were listening to The Moving Canine. I am Mari Valgma. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. While you wait for the next episode, go and check out the Facebook group Movement Puzzles for Dogs, or check out my Instagram profile Movement Puzzles. Also, to keep you excited, there's more cool stuff coming out soon, so stay tuned. Happy training!